Here we are in the ninth parak of Mesilas Yesharim. Welcome in, everybody. This may be the last time we learn for the course of the summer. We'll be in touch about that. But next week I'm going to be in transit to Eretz Yisrael. I have to iron out whether timing will work to have a cross time zone shiur. I'm very excited to learn together this afternoon. Here we are in the ninth parak of Mesilas Yesharim. Matzide Hazrizus, wrapping up the second major midah that the Mesilas Yesharim focuses on, the midah of Zrizus of acting with enthusiasm, and in looking at the pitfalls to effective Zrizus, looking at the pitfalls that get in the way of the sort of internal enthusiasm that expresses itself, internal energy that expresses itself in enthusiastic action. Last week we had seen the Mesilas Yesharim identified one of the magdilei ha'atzla, one of the factors that can grow laziness, is bakashas ha'menucha gufanit. Is being a high maintenance person. When lots of wants become need, it can get in the way of being flexible and spontaneous, being able to react to situations, being able to move on the fly, and seize an opportunity to do a mitzvah, to come on time. To take advantage of opening to do the right thing. Here we pick up a couple of paragraphs down. If you're following along in the Sefaria edition, this would be Ozvav, paragraph 6. Again, in Perek Test, in the ninth Perek of Mesilas Yesharim. Oz min hafkideh hazerizos is rov hapachad, the godol hamora min hazman v'toldosav. In addition to being a high maintenance person, okay, when wants become needs, a second factor that can get in the way of seizing opportunities is rov hapachad, too much fear about stuff. Zman v'tol stuff, but that which is generated by the passing of time. Things come and go. Situations can be frightening, but if you're overly frightened of the situations, you worry about the weather, worry about getting sick, in Mishle, in the 26th parak of Mishle, the lazy person says, oh, the wild animal's out in the street, I can't head out to do a mitzvah. Kragino Chachamim, paragraph 9, the Safari edition. Kragino Chachamim, the form of Racha Amida Hazot, Yichasu Elachatan. Chazal looked down upon this sort of fearfulness, and they see it as a characteristic of those who are involved in it. Well, Maker Messiah, supported by Pasin Yishayahu, Paul Chadu, by Tzion Chatan. The sinners are afraid in fear. Those who are shallow people who just seek to flatter others are seized by trembling. To the extent that, based on this pasuk in Yeshayahu, Gemara in the Masechet Brachos records, one of the Gedolim says to his Talmud, you're also some mispachet, seeing him so frightened, chata'at, you must be a sinner. Based on this pasuk, tachadu b'tzir l'chata'at. And the contrast is with the following pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Zayin, "B'tach b'Hashem v'aseh tov, shchon ba'oret yiraei emuna." Line HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do the right thing, set down roots in the land, yiraei emuna, and cultivate, shepherd emuna, as an aside, yiraei emuna, that's yiraei with an ayin, not yiraei with an aleph. Yiraei with an ayin means to shepherd, to cultivate. That's like a roeh. That phrase was taken as a title for the sefer, which is the publication of Moshe Shapiro's shiurim over the course of approximately 2 years on the 13 yisod of emuna. Re'ei emuna, not just to believe, but to cultivate faith. And that pasuk in Tehillim, Rav Chaim points out, is a much calmer pasuk. A person who's involved in the life of Amunah and bitachon of applied emuna. A person is living his emuna will be in a calmer place. And so he's in paragraph 10, Ramchal puts together the picture of looking at these two factors: the being low maintenance and the not being overly not being fearful. What's the overall picture? The person's focus needs to be pivoting around Avodat Hashem. The rest of my life comes and goes. If I can enjoy it, that's great, but it's all right. That's not where I'm rooted. In terms of material living, you're happy with what comes your way. It's to be sad that what comes away. You cock when a bob yet though, and it doesn't. To take whatever comes up. Rachok when a manucha, the carvel of malacha omo. Take a vacation occasionally, but relatively speaking, farther from rest and closer to hard work. To have a strong work ethic. The chod, that's piece number one. That was the first of the opposite of the first is not speaking. And then he says, "Nichon libo b'tuach b'Hashem," a person whose mind and heart are firmly rooted in a faith, a reliance on Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo yiram mitolz hazman v'gav. Not so worried about what sorts of situations will come your way. Now, this all sounds very nice, but there's a question that's lurking, and I've built part of Ramchal's upcoming response to my translation. But Ramchal says, I shouldn't be scared. We shouldn't be worried about anything. It should be Zerzal. Paragraph Yud. Paragraph number 10. V'shema Tamar, you might say, Harim Asinu Shechilu Chacham B'chal Makam. Shishmar Ha'adam Esatmo Shmir Mu'ula. Last we checked, taking safety precautions is a good thing. Last we checked, the halacha is a man. A concern about safety. Well, Yasin, I Shmir Ma'ula to do a great job of staying safe. Well, Yasin, after the Sakana, I feel excited about my sin. I'm an unusual tzaddik. I'm an extraordinary Baal Chesed. I should not be putting myself in harm's way. I'm a Gemara Ksuvah. Hakobi De Shemaim, Chutz Nitzim and Tach. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for cold and hot. In other words, those environmental factors that I can control that will impact my health, that's something that I need to be on top of. And if I was neglectful and I was out in the heat and the cold and so forth and I got dehydrated or hypothermia, that's on me. That's my fault. Now, Nikrakasav, a Pasuk in Chumash Baram, the Nishmartim Od Lav Shoseichem. I need to take exceedingly good care of my life, my health, my safety, nishmartem ba'od, but not shoseichem. Harei eim ha'achalit ha'bitachon hazeh al-kal panim. I should not be thoroughly in the world of bitachon and just, come what may, I won't take precautions about my health and safety, that Kadosh Baruch will take care of it. Hashem amar shu l'zai mitzvah. The Gemara says that even if I'm involved in the mitzvah, I have to be careful with safety. So the Shema Tomar, Ramchal writes, you might say this seems like a very strange path to go down. A pachad is a bad thing? Concern? Should this be a daredevil? Just go do mitzvahs and don't pay attention and health concerns. No hesitation whatsoever. That's not what we want. And so he says in paragraph Yod, if that's what's bothering you, the answer is Yesh Yira, the Yesh Yira. There are different flavors of concern. Yesh Yira Ru'uya, Yesh Yira Shota. There's prudent concern, and there's foolish concern. Yesh Bitachon, Yesh Hola. To put it, to formulate it the other way, there's prudent reliance on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's being an obscure daredevil. How so? Kihine, in paragraph his days. Kihine Adon Baruch Hu asas Adam Balsecha Machon Svar Nechona. Svar Nechoka. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with a fine mind. But Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with a fine mind. He gave us that brain to be put to use. L'sheyin Hagasmo Derech Tov. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mental capacity so that we could live the right way. And a part of living the right way is the Yishamem and Adram Azikin, Asher Nivru Anoshes HaRashon. We're supposed to use our minds to stay safe. Let's use our minds to avoid those dangerous items, which, as he, in a very, very brief nod to theodicy, says those dangerous items may well have been created in order to punish Rishon. Obviously, that's not the only reason that bad things were created. In Derech Hashem, which is Ramchal's encyclopedia about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, but there he speaks at much greater length about why there's a the many different purposes that discomfort and pain and suffering play in this universe. But now that's not really his focus. His focus is to understand that for the various reasons that Kadosh Baruch Hu included dangerous items and dangerous situations in this universe, Kadosh Baruch Hu also included mind, brain, in the design of man. And that means we're meant to use those fine minds with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us. And one of the many purposes of those fine minds is to keep ourselves safe. That is absolutely expected of us. Mishi Yirta, in Paragraph Yigimel, Shalot Yinagat Lo B'derach HaChachma, Yafgatos HaKanos. If a person, the normal thing to do is be prudent and stay safe. If we choose to ignore the gift of a mind that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. One way to waste it is, as the old ad used to say, to ruin our minds for drugs, or more generally, to engage in unsafe behavior. If we make that horrific choice to engage in unsafe behavior, we're not going to handle or manage ourselves in a smart, wise, prudent way. We leave ourselves open to danger. That's idiocy. That's not bitachon. Kinyan hu chot is mashu neged ritzon haboreis baruch shmo. That's a chet. It's an aveira. It's against the expressed will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu expressed in the Chumash that his divine will is that we should stay safe. If we choose to act in unsafe ways, whether it's substances we put inside our bodies, or risks we choose to take, choosing to drive in an unsafe way, choosing to act in an unsafe way. So that's keneged hadin. That's a violation of halacha. Put even more fundamentally, that's a violation of God's will for us. That's the chet. Neged ratzon habore. Sheroti shishma azim etzatma. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take care of ourselves. If I choose to not take care of myself, I choose to turn my brain on, to neutral, switch my mind off, and engage in unsafe behavior. That's wrong. And then he writes in paragraph 8,000. What's the outcome? Movad ha'sakana mudbaz v'davar shehu olu elav nechaston shmirato. Aside from the fact that this item or this behavior by nature is dangerous, and I've chosen through a lack of self shmira to engage that item or that behavior, aside from the fact that it's inherently unsafe, yireyonu mitchayim v'nafsho v'kumasei v'chei shehu kote. I just earned punishment for myself by doing the wrong thing. It's not only that the overindulgence in alcohol is fundamentally unsafe. It's not only that the tobacco or the drugs are fundamentally unsafe. It's not only that the reckless driving is fundamentally unsafe. But that by engaging in all those behaviors, doing a chet. And in doing a chet, I deserve an onesh. And the onesh might well be that the danger to which I owe myself comes to pass. Because that's an appropriate type of yira. A shmir hazot, in paragraph says love. This sort of shmir, v'zos ta'yira miyusedes al hagat ha'chachma v'ha'seichel, the sort of yira that's built on wise, rational behavior, wise, rational decision-making, that's the appropriate era. He had said before there's an appropriate era and an inappropriate era. The appropriate era is that which is driven by taking reasonable precautions. Sha'aleha ne'amar, arom ra'ara avin, esau fayim avin ne'enashim. If someone who's clever, who's wise, noticed something dangerous and sidestepped it, avoided the dangerous situation. While the son, the foolish people, avin ne'enashim, they went ahead, they jumped right into the dangerous situation, and they were punished. And notice that the previous paragraph of the Chav language was an elaboration on the single word choice in this pasuk in Mishlei. Because the pasuk didn't merely say that they jumped into the dangerous situation and got hurt, but specifically describes the getting hurt as ne'enash. They were punished. That's exactly the point that Chav just made. That if I engage in a safe behavior, it's a double whammy. The behavior or the item is fundamentally, intrinsically dangerous, and and the begavra, I did a ches by engaging in unsafe behavior, and I ne'enashu, as opposed to English. I may well suffer from that qua onash. This is the yira haruya. The appropriate type of year. And v'nishmarta ma'odu nafshoseicha. The proper use of my mind. This is the avoiding sinim pachim. The Gemara Ksuba. However, achayira ashota, there's the other type of year. Paragraph of Zion. The other type of year is the year which the Tzukim Yishayahu and the Gemara and Prophets look down upon. The year which gets in the way of appropriate reason. Let's take a look. Hayir ha-shotehi, ki ha-adam roteh lahosif shmirot al shmirot. Where it's just piled on one type of precaution on another. The year al year, mishmeres or mishmarta. And this building senses to an extreme. The open shiagimi ze vitol tol avodah. In a way that's going to get in the way of doing the right thing. When I don't do a mitzvah because they do so to be dangerous, that is a tamashen. When I don't do the mitzvah because of excessive fear, that's where it's a violation of the tamashen, and that's where it's getting in the way of the reason. And he says, how do you know the difference? The difference is between prudent precaution and foolish precaution. Is now I'm making things up and I'm pulling out of a hat. It's a Gemara Pesachim. You have to look at, like any good actuarial tire, you got to look at the probability. Is this a common, likely concern or not? Makam Shehezek Matsu Vinoda. It's a common reality. It's a known reality. Usually, Shaman, you got to care. The Makam Shehezek Noda. No reason to assume that there's any concern. I'm just, you know, creating things. Putting things out of the air that's foolish. Mamish, and let's wrap up with the last part of it. Because it's a Gemara in Chulin and it's a Pasuk in Mishlei. This distinction that he's drawing between wise prudent concern about likely risk versus imaginary risk. The concern there's no basis for. Statement is a halachic statement, a different context, and he's applying it to us as well. They're going to be wise and prudent. They have to look at the data. Who asmo inyana pasuk shaveinu lamala ra'arom ra'avin istar? So a thoughtful, wise person saw real concerns and then avoided them. Something that you see. You're looking at the data, and this is a real concern. Not something to just imagine. And that is exactly the positive with which we begin. But maybe there's a line in the street. Maybe there's a kura. What are the chances? No reason whatsoever to be concerned about that. But obviously there's more detail about this. and it's dealt with halachically, particularly in a medical context. There's plenty of other contexts as well. It's a child to be handled carefully, a question of risk management in detail. But the concept is what we spoke about, to be prudent about reasonable risk, but not to be hamstrung by unreasonable concerns about highly unlikely, unreasonable concerns about risk. I want to thank you so much for calling in. We'll be in touch about whether or not there will be opportunities over the course of the summer, and look forward to seeing you all the next few days. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.